Sometimes a small idea turns into a very large thing. That was the case in the town of Houston, Minnesota. They didn't realize they were about to begin an event that would soon result in people flying and driving from hundreds of miles just to attend it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Carla Bloom had no idea her career would stretch back to some early days in the hayfield.
I grew up on a farm. My interest was birds of prey because when I raked hay, the hawks would follow me around. So that's kind of where my interest in raptors came from.
She went to college, married, and settled in Houston, Minnesota. In 1996, a bike trail was extended to the town, and there was interest in developing a nature center as an attraction for cyclists. Carla's work with birds and her degree were a good fit for the programming that would be developed for such a center.
So I thought, well, my interest is birds of prey. My falconry bird is not suitable for doing lots of education programs. Let's get a non-releasable education bird.
She was able to locate a great horned owl, and she wound up bringing a bird named Alice here to Houston, Minnesota.
She's what I did programs with, and I got her in 98. So by the time the Owl Center was built in 2001, she's what everybody knew. So she was kind of the star of the show. And I was very aware that a town of less than 1,000 people does not have a nature center solely for environmental education programming. It was about tourism.
So Carla decided to have an event to celebrate Alice, the great horned owl's birthday.
We'll call it an owl festival. We'll bring in some live owls. We'll do some fun family things. And that first year, 300 people showed up, which is an awful lot for a town this size. So we thought, hey, that was pretty good. Let's keep doing it. And within a few years, we had people flying here from California, New York, Alabama.
Carol was surprised by the interest in owls, and things just kept growing from there, including a place you can visit today. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Houston, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.